It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
There is no better way to toast the new year than with a bottle of bubbly. I asked two of my favorite wine experts, Marnie Anderson, Vice President of Wine Sales for Southern Glaciers of Tennessee, and Charles Warner, owner of Memphis Sommelier, to talk with us about sparkling wines.
Beginning in the 13th century, Champagne has become associated with the royalty of France. It became the wine of kings and the king of wines. It was expensive and usually relegated to special events. Of course, what event can be more special than New Year's Eve? This wine, more than any other, complements the festive nature of the evening.
Real champagne can be quite pricey, and it must come from the Champagne region of France to be called champagne. There are several great alternatives at lower price points that provide the same style and taste of champagne. Good alternatives are Cava from Spain, Prosecco from Italy, Cremants from France, and of course some excellent sparkling wines from the United States. You can even find good sparkling wines from England, New Mexico, and Tasmania.
And it turns out there are also many styles of sparkling wines.
Sparkling wines are available in white, rosé, and red, and in many styles from dry to sweet.
Marnie and Charles recommend talking to the staff at your local retailer to help with choosing the perfect bottle for you. And once you've picked out that perfect bottle, Charles has some serving tips.
A few things to consider when serving champagne. First of all, the bottle must be well chilled. Secondly, place a cloth over the cork and ease the cork out of the bottle slowly. And of course, never point the bottle at anyone.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy New Year!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.